The 18-year-old man accused of opening fire and killing 10 people and wounding 3 others in a grocery store in Buffalo, New York on Saturday appeared in court today. The suspect, who is white, pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges at his arraignment Saturday. He's accused of targeting a store in a black neighborhood, and federal officials are investigating the shooting as a possible hate crime. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Buffalo, and Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
Oh, of course.
What happened in the courtroom today?
Well, it was a very brief gathering. The prosecution team was the first in court, 3 attorneys. And then the defense team came in, 3 attorneys there as well, with the 18-year-old suspect following. He was in an orange jumpsuit. He wore a face mask. There were also family members of some of the victims in the courtroom as well. And then the prosecution team presented an affidavit to the court, which indicated that a grand jury had voted for an indictment against the suspect and a date was set for the next hearing. It all happened very fast. The meeting adjourned. And as the suspect was leaving, going back to the jail lockup, a woman in the audience yelled, "Hey, you're a coward."
Wow. Well, the hearing, so the first step in the prosecution for this crime, what comes next?
Well, grand jury investigations are secret, but what typically happens is that you have this group of 23 people. They listen to information about an alleged crime, and then they take a vote saying whether or not evidence is sufficient and a case should be held for a trial. And that's what happened in this case. The grand jury investigation, though, is not over. It's not complete. Once it begins, you have about 45 days to come to a decision, so the clock is ticking. So at this time, the suspect remains charged with 1 count of murder in the first degree, and we may know more on June 9th. And if an indictment is announced then, the suspect would go through another arraignment where he would plead that is either guilty or not guilty, and a trial date could be set. And just a reminder, Anthony, that it was just hours after he surrendered to police last Saturday that prosecutors charged him with that first-degree murder charge, and that's when he did plead not guilty.
So this shooting is also being investigated as a hate crime, and officials are considering a terrorism charge. Can you tell us more about the investigations and the other charges that the suspect may end up facing?
Yeah, some of that will come from the grand jury, and the Buffalo police commissioner indicated earlier this week that the mass shooting was what he considered a racist hate crime and that it would be prosecuted as a hate crime and that evidence would support that. The district attorney also indicated that what is happening now is a deeper investigation where they're just going to try to speak with just about anyone that the suspect knew, get background information about him in order to figure out his intent, why he did this, which would, of course, be key to a trial. And there's also a federal investigation. So these kind of 2 parallel investigations going on with the FBI looking at the massacre at the supermarket as both a hate crime and a racially motivated violent extremism. Of course, among the 13 people who were killed or injured, 11 of them were African-American and 2 of them were white.
Right. And of course, this is a community that is both outraged, understandably so, and in mourning. I'm wondering what you're hearing from the community. How are people coping with this loss?
Well, as you can imagine, there's a lot of grief, a lot of anger. There's an avalanche of support, though, for the families of victims and other folks who were just impacted by the shooting. Donations have come in. There are food banks, food distribution sites, since the grocery store where the shooting occurred is still a crime scene that's being processed. That store has also set up a shuttle to transport shoppers to its other stores. There have been prayer vigils. A big one is planned for this evening. And people have just come together in a sense of unity to overcome what's happened here in Buffalo. The first funeral is going to be held tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's NPR national correspondent Cheryl Corley reporting in Buffalo from Buffalo. Cheryl, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.